Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yemi's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.
Commencement, speeches for the class of 2020 is a production of iHeartRadio.
Class of 2020, parents, faculty, rising graduates, welcome to commencement. You made it. This year is a little different, a difficult time to graduate because the traditional graduation day has been put on hold. So we're bringing it to you, wherever you are, because this is still your day, your moment. And now put your hands together. It's time to be inspired. This year's commencement speaker, the one and only Becky G.
Hello, graduating class of 2020. Today is the day. No, it isn't what you envisioned it to be. If anything, this is so far from it. You know, I was thinking about how you and the world will remember the graduating class of 2020. The graduating class of 2020 graduated via computer screens and probably did it in their pajamas. Yay. Yeah, no. How about we try that again? The class of 2020 graduated during a global pandemic. During such uncertain and trying times, they sacrificed a traditional graduation ceremony for the safety of others and the ones that they love. Now that is heroic. See, perspective in life is everything. If we want to be great, we have to model greatness in the way we think. We have to shift our perspective. No, you're not dressed up, walking out, seeing your closest family or friends watch from the stands. You're not sitting next to your fellow classmates sharing inside jokes as your teachers and principals give their speeches. And even though it's made clear to save all cheers and applause until the last name is called, you sadly are not going to hear your loved ones screaming at the top of their lungs as your name was called. Unfortunately, there are a lot of things this experience isn't going to be. But there are also a lot of things from this entire experience that, put together, can never be taken away from you. Reflect on the journey you have taken to get here and the lessons you have learned. Yes, it might be different that you're graduating from home, but it's a massive accomplishment that you've been able to overcome the usual challenges of your senior year. You know, the deadlines and too many final exams in one day to count, to be able to stand here or sit today as a graduate, all while being in self-isolation. Your environment and the things that happen to you may never be something you can control. And the circumstances in life will forever change, but how you let them affect you is up to you. Whether you let these challenges disengage you or you use them to make you stronger is up to you. Now, don't judge, but this next part of my speech may or may not be inspired by a quote I saw on Instagram. Here goes. Imagine high school looks something like this. Your school is the ocean, and as we all know, the ocean is extremely big. Now imagine that each student was given a boat to sail through this very big ocean with. It's easy to say you're all in the same boat, but the truth is that you're all in the same type of boat, just headed in different directions. As you've navigated the different routes and different bodies of water, you have all more than likely encountered different weather on your way to the final destination. Some boats sailed by quite easily. Other boats might have run into a small storm here and there, and others potentially faced a hurricane that they weren't sure they'd make it out of. To summarize, the high school experience with the one-size-fits-all mentality just wouldn't be right. Every single one of you have had your own obstacles, sacrifices, losses, and triumphs that have shaped who you are today. Your hard work and dedication, mixed with every hurdle you jumped and every memory you made while working towards achieving this self-defined success of graduating, is what that pretty little piece of paper with your name on it represents. Success. Now that's another concept I would like to take a moment to talk about. Because as I just said now, it's self-defined. You see, success is subjective. What success means to me may not be what success means to you. And the way we each get there may not always be the way we envisioned it. Most people think that success is an exponential line, straight to the top. But in reality, that line goes up, then down, it spins back around itself, goes up a little more, and might even make a few sidesteps before it gets to the top. The experience I've had in my own career has taught me that our journeys aren't always meant to be easy. And I can tell you that there were more than a few valleys and peaks along the way. But every day, I wake up and work on mapping out the uncharted waters that my ship has to sail on. And I learned to trust the decisions I make to ensure my line goes forward daily. At the end of the day, that line is mine. That journey is mine. And nobody is going to care more than me. Just like your line is yours, this is your journey, and nobody is going to care about it more than you. To me, that self-confidence and trust is the ultimate definition of success. Now, I think it's safe to say that today you've made it safely across the ocean. So take a few days in the sun to relax and bask in your accomplishments after this long journey. But I want you to also remember that these moments are fleeting. They're temporary, the good and the bad ones. So make sure to take it all in and enjoy every moment. I'd also like to remind you that this next chapter in life will inevitably come with more obstacles, sacrifices, and loss. But I promise you that they are also met with triumphs. It's the nature of life. But you will always have this moment to reflect on as a marker for your success thus far. And I hope it will always serve as a reminder that your hard work and dedication got you through. Hopefully, it will also aid you in transforming many more less than fair situations into beautiful things in your life. Just like you transformed the impact of COVID-19 on your education into that special diploma you will soon feel the weight of in your hands, even if it's delivered instead of handed to you today. This next quote is easily found in books, mugs, t-shirts, and maybe even that one family member's Facebook page that always has a status update, no matter what. It's nothing new, but we've all heard that slow and steady wins the race. The reason why everyone can relate is because that perspective, in my experience, really does help a lot. Society may creep in with this pressure to make you feel like you have to have it all figured out now. Like you should have the answer to everything now, to the point where It may even cause anxiety-filled thoughts to make you feel like you have to have it all figured out yesterday. However, when that happens, I want you to remember, slow and steady wins the race. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So remember to be kind to yourself, have patience, love yourself, drink some water, dig deep when you can. One of the most important lessons I've learned throughout my own journey is that you must know who you are. And in my experience, you can't find out who you are without knowing who you're not. You can't know what's right for you without having figured out what's wrong for you. In order to know these things, you have to experience life, which is different than just living it. It's important to explore, it's important to feel, to live for yourself and not for anybody else. Also, don't be afraid of messing up, because you can always try again. There's a reason why there is an eraser on the other side of the pencil. And although you may never be able to technically erase all of the mistakes you might make in life, your way of making it count will be by learning and becoming a better person for it. And once you know better, you have the responsibility to be better. Part of that better you that's out there in the world takes shape in finding your purpose. The word purpose may sound very heavy, but it's really simple. When you break it down, it's your why. Why do you work so hard? Why do you care so much? Maybe it's to make your loved ones proud. Maybe it's to prove the ones who doubted you wrong. Maybe it's to help others just like you. Maybe it's a little bit of all of that put together. Maybe you don't know that why is what will get you through even the toughest of battles and what you'll turn to for inspiration to keep pushing on the days you don't really feel like doing much at all. For me, my why is my family. My why takes shape in the form of my 3 younger siblings, my parents, and the rest of my big old Mexican family. They are my compass north and the reflection of my values and the measure of my growth. As I continue to mature, I've learned that my path is not the path of least resistance. And the career I've chosen constantly tests me in ways I couldn't have imagined. But in the times that I've felt stuck, lost, or uninspired, my why is right there as a light to show me the way through even the darkest of days. That question, why, might be vague and daunting, but if I've learned anything thus far, it's that simply asking yourself the question is a good enough start. If you have it, hold on to it. If you don't, I promise that it'll come in time. You've got nothing but a bright future ahead of you, along with the resources and the know-how. So go out there, trust yourself, and find it. Graduating class of 2020, you did it. And I'll tell you one thing. During one of the most difficult times we've faced on a global scale thus far, we have all learned that a little empathy, a little kindness, and compassion towards one another goes a long way. Use that same empathy and compassion moving forward and continue to make a positive impact in the world. We're all in this together. We are so proud of you. Congratulations and keep pushing.
You can find a collection of incredible commencement addresses from all your favorite speakers at the Commencement Podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.